The smell of eucalyptus and peppermint fills the room. Steam envelops us like a warm embrace. My mind is racing with thoughts of what I want to do to you. We're completely alone in the wellness center. The sauna, showers, and locker room are ours and ours alone. I can't believe my luck. When my eyes first met yours across the gym, I wanted you instantly. You, and only you, I had to have you. And then, to my surprise, you made it clear that you felt the same way. Now that we're out of the sauna, my body has decided that it isn't done with you yet. My cock is rock hard once again, and nothing will satisfy it but you. You say you should shower after getting so hot and sweaty with me. A quick glance over your shoulder confirms that we're still the only ones in the wellness center. We're completely alone, and we can do whatever we want. I take your hand in mine and pull you across the wet tile towards the showers. Your body is gorgeous, and I can't keep my eyes off it. My desire lights up inside of me once again, like a flame to a fuse, and I want you so bad, it's starting to hurt. I lead you into a single shower stall and pull the thin curtain around us. But what if we get caught? You wonder aloud, your voice high and breathy. Based on how shaky your breath is and the way you place your hands up against my chest, I think you like the idea of getting caught. In fact, I think it makes you extremely horny. I press my back up against the cool tile wall, and you reach around me to turn the water on. A warm rush of water rains down on us and starts to fill the room with even more steam. My cock twitches with anticipation, begging for your touch. With your hair sticking to your face, you slowly lower down to your knees, looking up at me with wide, hungry eyes. You take my cock into your hand and tug on it a few times, drawing your hands up and down my shaft with slow, careful strokes. I tilt my head up towards the ceiling as you work on my cock. Your hands feel so good around me. How are you so good at this? I wonder what your mouth would feel like. My cock is throbbing in your hand now. You rub your finger across the head, and then you open your mouth wide. You slip your lips around my cock, taking the full length of me completely inside of you. You look up at me with the sexiest stare I've ever seen. I love the way your tongue works the head of my shaft. You are such an expert at giving head. Your touch is lighting me on fire inside and out. I look down at you, and you look like you're enjoying this so, so much. And the noises you're making. Yes, I think you may be enjoying this just as much as I am. God, you look so sexy down on your knees, with the water rushing down all over your bare body. Oh, my breath hitches in the back of my throat. Your breasts look so hot with water dripping all over them. Oh, I would love to get my hands and my mouth on them. Oh, I buck my hips forward and back a little, pushing my cock further into your mouth before pulling it almost entirely out. I do this over and over again, trying to be as quiet as possible in case someone comes in. Suddenly your mouth pulls away from my cock and you get to your feet. You push your ass up against my hips. Put it in me, you beg. Please put it in me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.